This isn't a shocker. Anybody who listens to the show, I'm not really a big fan of Donald Trump, the human being, or many of his policies. This second term has turned out to be what he told you it was going to be. It's about bullying. It's about revenge. It's about vengeance. It's not like I'm against all of his policies. That's far from that. But the human being is it's pretty much clear that he's been a bully every aspect of his life. However, the ghoulish excitement about a health issue involving Donald Trump is embarrassing. It's shameful. Do I expect him to tell us the truth in any way about his health? Hell no. Who was the guy in the first time he ran who looked like the college professor who had been partying way too long and claimed to be Trump's doctor? Trump claimed to be the doctor, and it was like he's in the greatest shape ever. And then the guy would later admit that Trump wrote the entire report, right? He paid him or something like that. And then we got Ronny Jackson, who read about Ronny Jackson and the Obama administration and flights and that man's credibility. Didn't he say something like Trump could live until he's 200? I've never met somebody in better shape than Trump.
I believe it.
All that.
Then is it Harold Bornstein?
Harold
the doctor?
Bornstein, yes, yeah. That's right. Like kind of wild looking, right?
Yeah, got the long hair.
Long hair, yeah. Go, Harold. Then we had, was it about a year ago or when was it when he came out? He was 6'3", 250. 6'3", 215. He's closer to my height. And he's closer to, I don't know, 250? I don't know. His energy? Almost all the time, I never question it. How he's using the energy, I question pretty much every time. And so now we've had this strange bruise on his right hand for a while, right? And it seems like they've been sometimes covering it up, sometimes not covering up. Appears he may have been wearing a catheter for a while. The right leg is dragging a little bit. He's 79. Guess what? When you're 70, I think what percentage of people would like to be in the same health as Donald Trump? From what we know, okay, from what we know about Donald Trump at 79 right now. I got a guy who wouldn't take it. That's a man who used to, who's still my father, who's not with us anymore. He was in better shape. He's a rarity. Trump at 79 is in better shape, seemingly from energy and pace, than what percentage would you say?
82%.
Yeah, I might even go higher. But they're not ever going to tell us the truth about this guy and his health. Ever.
They're not just, if it's bad news.
No. And even if it's true, I just don't know how much is going to be true. You know, you read some of the accounts, the 20 election, when he developed COVID, maybe even right here at Marty Davis's party, mm-hmm. where he was extraordinarily sick, like scarily sick as the president of the United States.
Are you saying a president's staff would hide the shortcomings of a president's health in any way, Chad?
Yeah. You're stepping on the touchdown call because I'm going to go to the last guy, and they were lying to us too.
They still are.
They're still lying to us. I mean, who knows when Biden really – I use this example often. I haven't used it in a while, but when – Obama, who had gave the tip of the cap to Clinton over Biden, and then Clinton loses, and now we got a kiss up to Joe, and so it's one of the last days of Obama's presidency, and they invite people behind the scenes who know Biden. He doesn't know. He thinks he's just coming in to nod and whatever, and he awards Joe the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
similar to what we're going to hear today with Rudy Giuliani.
Very similar.
Very similar. You watch that Joe Biden, and then you see Joe Biden in 2020 when he's running, and there's slip. But then you see it from 21, 22, 23, 24. He's just not the same person.
No.
And it's sad. It's sad because age gets to people in different ways. And while I disagree massively with Donald Trump, the person, and many of his policies, I don't want a single thing to happen to his health. I wish he wasn't the president of the United States, but I'm not wishing death upon him. And I get some parts of Twitter are the worst. Some of it is the best. Some of it's funny. Some of it's informative. But if you're a public official and you are legitimately having fun or hopeful in some way of the serious, not joking, health demise of the President of the United States, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm no fan of the guy. I mean, I think he demonstrates himself to be just an awful person on a regular basis, the way he treats people, the demeaning he does. But among the fraudulence about this, Dave, is some of the folks who found the way to joke about it, they were the same ones who either in the media, the new media, or politics, who when you'd ask them about Biden, you know what they'd say? Seems fine to me. Didn't see a problem. Just was with him.
You should see him in those meetings.
You should see him. He's amazing.
He's unbelievable.
He's like Einstein. So Donald Trump's having an announcement soon. If he announces he's stepping down as president, I'd be like, thank you. If he announces he has some illness, that's awful. I wish ill health on murderers, disgusting people. Not a guy who I never would vote for. Not a guy who I think treats people solely how they treat him. That's it. He wakes up every day. How is today going to benefit me? That's what Donald Trump thinks every day. But if you're gleeful about health, or this was your thing this week to come up with, they've shut down Walter Reed, get out of here. Now, it's embarrassing, and I don't know if it's going to end going forward. Because nobody can tell us we knew what we should have known about Biden. No one can honestly say. They can say it. They're not right. They're just not telling the truth. And if something is going on with Donald Trump, come on. We'll never know. Outside of another doctor, Dr. Harold Bornstein, or his new assistant, he's greater than ever. He's in the best shape. And what do you want to say about the folks who just were basically hopeful that there was going to be a death announcement?
Yeah, well, we should be better than that, but sadly we're not.
No.
And, I mean, can you imagine what social media is going to be like the day that Trump, Biden, Obama, W, when one of them passes? I mean, get off social media for a week because it's just going to be disgusting.
Or, okay, let's say Trump did announce in his press conference that he has some notable health condition. Where we're at now, the number of people who would say, I'm going to step aside from our political differences and I'm going to wish the president the best, where that would have been McCain, Obama, Romney, Obama, Kerry, Bush to now, we can't even see that country anymore. Can we?
Not really. There'd be some, you know, politicians, some Democrats, certainly, that would do it publicly. that would put the message out publicly and probably be saying very different things privately.
Yep.
Or now that that message is done, I'm done with that and I can move on to seeing what I can do to use the president's failing health, whatever the condition could be if it were to be announced,
yep,
to, you know, further my party's agenda.
So now let's have a little fun with another part of the story, because I'm not having any fun with his health. I'm just not. We're not doing that here. Over the weekend at the White House, you know, there's cameras perpetually in the White House, Dave. All of a sudden, a bag was thrown out of a second floor window.
Mm.
Just second floor window, a bag of some sort was thrown out of the window. What is their explanation for this, the White House's explanation?
The White House today said that there were there was a contractor doing some work at the White House while the president is away, and for whatever reason, the contractor had that bag and threw the bag out the window. Because that's what contractors do when they're at the White House, Chad. They open windows and throw things out onto the White House lawn.
So there is 0% chance that's the truth.
I'm not buying that one.
There's 0% chance that's possible. So, wrong answers only. And by the way, if you want to react to what I wanted to say, what I said before and what you said before about Trump and his health, go ahead. 651-461-9226. Keep them coming, because there's plenty coming. We'll read some. What was thrown out of the White House? Wrong answers only. Because it wasn't the contractor saying, hey, the garbage is full. I know what I'll do. I'll just open a window, which you're not allowed to do at the White House.
No.
And then what I'll do is just, I'll just chuck it out the window, and then I'll get it as I'm leaving.
That's fine. Just an extra bag of nails he didn't need.
That's what happens, you know, in one of our houses. That doesn't happen at the White House.
No, I don't throw things out my windows either.
Does not
just
happen.
Take the screen off and chuck this thing out there.
Yeah, exactly. Wrong answers only. What was, and it's a good word, chucked. What was chucked out the window at the White House? 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk about my friend Amber Scholl. Amber Scholl runs an office here in the metro area. She is with American Family. This office first opened decades ago. Decades ago. Different people have run it. It's running better now than ever, with Amber Scholl and her team. Amber worked with my friend Lyndon Reber for a long time. Lyndon stepped away. Amber's in charge the last few years, and the information available to you is a must check. I'm talking about your home insurance and your car insurance, homeowners association issues, anything tied to that general area. Maybe you're confident you have the best deal available to you with a car and a home. Maybe it's just you on your own. Maybe it's you and a bigger family. I'll tell you what you should do. Go to TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And reach out to Amber and a team member. Because not just Amber. She's got a big team there. They're going to get back to you right away. They'll get your numbers. They'll run it against their American Family numbers. And they might say, guess what? Can't beat where you're at. Or they might say, hey, if you do these four things, we can lower your rates and you are set. And it's worth your time. There's no downside to it, to feel better about your insurance or to switch and get even better insurance. TeamScholl.com with American Family, the way to go. All right, so this weekend, when the president was mysterious in his absence, at one point they did, it's strange that they would tweet out, like a round he had with John Gruden that he'd had weeks before. I don't know if they were having fun with it, Dave. I don't know if somebody lousy at acting like the president was still playing golf, which just forgot that it was already out there that he had already played golf with Gruden. Although I saw one person where at one point Trump's walking out of, I don't know if it was Bedminster, the White House, and at one point his mouth was open. The person's like, his mouth's agape. Okay. At one point during the picture, his mouth happened to be open. It's pretty
bad,
much
bad sign.
It's pretty much all of us at some point during the day, right?
Not me. I keep it shut.
You keep it tight. You're an excellent nose breather.
Mm-hmm.
Very good nose breather, Dave Harrigan. But at some point this weekend, a bag, a black bag, was thrown out of the White House. Wrong answers only. What was in the bag? 651-461-9226. Couple callers, plenty of text. Kevin has called in. Kevin, you're on CCO.
It was 8-millimeter surveillance of the Teamsters dropping off Marilyn Monroe at the White House.
Marilyn Monroe. Sure. Thank you. Is it possible Marilyn is still Marilyn, Jimmy? You know, he's a big conspiracy guy, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has he solved any of those conspiracies with us? Remember, he would give us all the information.
Well, we're working on them.
Are we still working on those?
It's kind of like Dominion, all right? We have all the information. Once we get it out there,
mm-hmm.
everything's going to be coming to light. Just wait.
How long do we wait?
Just keep waiting.
Third term?
Just keep waiting.
You with me on a third term yet?
Nope.
You're not with me. You will be. Steve, you're on CCO.
Yeah, I say the maids threw out a bag of used Depends.
Used Depends. Thank you. We're getting a number of the Depends. That is a number of people who have been around the president have suggested the odor about him is not pleasant.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Do we think it's Depends, or is he on the Trump cologne? Maybe it's a very old bottle that's gone rancid.
Ugh. How long ago did we have the Trump cologne?
Good question.
Doubt it really lasted. What's the most obvious one that has been in the black bag, that was in the black bag, that people are suggesting in the black bag that was thrown out of the White House?
Well, it depends if they're suggesting it as a righty or a
depends,
lefty.
Depends. Yeah, that's on there a lot, too. Yeah. That's probably number two. Lefties.
What are the lefties suggesting?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Epstein files.
Oh, that makes sense.
The Epstein files. All the money Doge saved us.
That's funny.
Think about that. Think about Doge. You know, Doge was going to save everything. And so much of it just completely, totally fell apart. A lot of diaper talk here. Melania was seen climbing down. She tossed her cosmetic bag out. So that was Melania, Dave. She already was out, and maybe an assistant was throwing the cosmetic
That's
bag out.
Very possible.
When's the last time we saw Melania?
Well, I can't remember.
I honestly don't remember.
It's been a while.
The last time she threatened to sue somebody in the last couple weeks about something. But, yeah, you...
And Zelensky brought her a gift.
But right? We didn't see
her
the
gift,
for that.
The gift was for her, not Don. He had to make that very clear. But she was not there to accept it.
How's that ceasefire agreement working with Russia?
Just stay
and
tuned.
Ukraine.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Putin's nearly on board. I can feel it.
Man.
As the bombs are dropping.
What a complete waste that summit was. Complete waste. And failure. Can you imagine if that was Biden, what Trump would be saying about that? I mean,
yeah.
Complete failure.
Yes.
Complete.
Bring Putin to Alaska. Fly out and meet him.
Yeah.
Bring everybody to the White House.
Right. And Putin right now is putting Putin and Xi are putting the gang back together in Beijing right now. We got Kim Jong-un there. We got the leader of Iran there. We had the leader of India there. Not exactly pals of ours, but it still can't be real good that we're seeing them all position against us. And Donald Trump, who said he could solve the Russia-Ukraine conflict in a day, snap of his fingers, it's worse than ever.
Yeah.
And again, is he ever going to stand up to Vladimir Putin? Just tell me, is he ever going to stand up to him? Because so far the answer is zero. Hunter Biden's laptop. Sure. They found maybe some extra cocaine, too.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, we got that one. Melania threw out Trump's female contact info. Bag full of Tim Walz's hopes and dreams. The office suggestion box. Bill Clinton's cigar box.
Ugh.
The Constitution is also on the list. It's 31 past 1. Elaine wants to chime in. Elaine, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hi. I think that black bag was RFK Jr.'s medical bag.
Oof. God knows what's in there. Elaine, would you want to touch anything that RFK Jr. is taking right now?
Only if it's a one-way ticket around the somewhere far away. I'd hand it to him.
Yes. Thank you, Elaine. That man is dangerous, RFK Jr. This seems dangerous to me. Meds, young kids, ADHD. When we tell you the data, I think you'll have a reaction. Are you with me? You with Dave? What do you want to say about it? We'll tell you in moments on CCO. So, we have this new study on ADHD meds with young kids from Stanford, California. Dave, you're the one who found it. If I said these numbers are shocking, do you agree with me?
No, I don't think I was shocked by it.
I'm talking about how soon they are prescribed medicine.
Yes, that did not shock me because this company or this country loves pharmaceuticals, and we know the power that pharmaceutical companies have within the medical industry.
42% of preschoolers, I repeat, preschoolers with ADHD were prescribed medication within 30 days of diagnosis, despite the guidelines recommending behavioral therapy first. I have plenty of people in my core group who have ADHD right now. And it is a legit, significant challenge. Some have found a way through therapy, through medication, through meditation, whatever it might be, to deal with it and continue to prosper. Others are trying all those things, and their success is not great. Others, it's mixed. So this isn't going to be the show where I'm going to say, oh, ADHD doesn't exist. It absolutely exists. But for me to think within the first 30 days that a preschooler is diagnosed with ADHD, that we're going to medication, that seems too soon to me. And don't even think about telling me about, well, you must not have kids with challenges. Have a child with an undiagnosed ailment until he's 18, where he's having febrile seizures, he's having heart challenges, he's having all sorts of things. Our life with Quentin was incredibly difficult early. And I applaud the parents who are trying to figure out the best way to go with ADHD. And I will acknowledge that, Dave, you don't know what other paths parents have pursued before they finally go to a doctor. But 42%, when the recommendation is therapy and giving the children this medication within 30 days when the brain is still developing at a rate, that just seems too high to me. 712,000 children, 8 major pediatric health systems across the U.S. The numbers, ADHD affects an estimated 10% of American children. We know we have this debate too, Dave, where some will suggest ADHD is diagnosed too quickly. That when I was a kid, no, it wasn't that. And we're just looking for a diagnosis way too fast. I don't know what the number is. I don't know how many doctors might go too fast, how many parents who go fast. But I believe, without a shred of doubt, from seeing people in my life, how detrimental it can be. So when you hear 10% of American kids, what does your gut tell you about that, diagnosed with ADHD?
I don't disbelieve it. I could see that being true, being close at least.
This suggests 2.4% of children aged 3 to 5 had an ADHD diagnosis. So then let's zero in on this. Closer to 2% than 3 diagnosed with ADHD. This is the preschool area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 42% of them are getting medication. Man, that seems too soon.
We're a country that loves the quick fix. I don't know whether I put this more.
Doesn't sound like you're saying you agree with it. You're just acknowledging that this is what's taking place.
No, and that's why I'm not shocked by it at all. I don't know whether to put more, you know, if we're going to say blame for this issue, if we're saying this is wrong. I don't know whether it's more the responsibility of the doctors prescribing the meds or the parents saying we need to do something and I'm not willing to do the therapy, you know, with my child to go through, you know, whatever it is, days, weeks, months of therapy to hopefully get it to work. I just want a med and I want it now, doc, so let's write the script.
The current American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines that was reaffirmed to us 6 years ago recommend that children age 4 to 5 first receive evidence-based parent training and behavior management before considering medication. I'm all for that. For children who were prescribed the medication within 30 days, there often wasn't enough time to properly implement or assess these therapies, which typically require weeks or months to show benefit. I'll just say, if this was my child, 3 to 5, and I feel comfortable and confident in the pediatric office, and other people I talk to, my gut would tell me months and months of therapy first. By the way, this is not me in the, oh, the COVID vaccine changed me or RFK Jr. changed me. No. A strong, strong no. But at 3 to 5, I want to try some different type of meds before I'm going to some sort of Ritalin at
sure.
that point.
Give them something that they can rely on for their entire life that's not a pharmaceutical? Of course. I also see the parents who say, you know what? This is my 4th kid. I've already got a very, very busy life.
Yep.
Having to go bring my child to therapy, do the work at home.
I work. I got to take the other kids elsewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Is a heck of a lot to ask.
And trust me, there are very, very important people in my life with ADHD right now and medications right now. I am not dismissing legitimacy and the power that it has on you and the difficulties it provides to you or people close to you. It's just, you get the diagnosis and within 30 days, 40, almost half are going to the meds. That seems too fast for me. Let's do Pella the next sequence. Let's come back here. What is your reaction? Just your own experiences with this? Your gut instinct of this? Clearly, a lot of people have opinions on this. And the response so far to our various topics has been very good, including people who disagree. That's a part of the territory. We understand that. Just keep some level of respect. And we are all good. 651-461-9226. Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate that. He's on TV right now announcing that the Space Command headquarters are moving to Huntsville, Alabama. If he's dead, he looks tremendous for dead.
Yes. Able to move the lips.
Yep.
Focus on the audience. Rocket City, Huntsville.
Rocket City. Looks the same, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not quite as orange.
No, he's got the tint to him.
Yeah, he's there.
I'd like to see the hand.
Yeah.
How's that looking today?
I don't think we're going to see the hand. I would be curious to find out what's going on.
Well, there's got to be somebody with a camera in there that's just laser focused.
Oh, God, yeah. They're hand camera, you know. Oh, wait, shook hands. He shook hands with our guy, Petey Hegseth, so maybe somebody gets a picture of the hand. Among the texts coming in, on 42% of preschool kids diagnosed with ADHD receiving medication in the first 30 days ahead of the recommendation by the pediatric associations. Here's what we have so far on the text. Knee-jerk reaction. Parents don't want to send their kids to behavioral therapy because of the stigma these parents assume there is surrounding therapy. Dave, we talked about this a little bit. There's a lot of people in our society, and it's sad, too, because of the divide on COVID and some of the absolutists who told us once we got the vaccine, everything would be solved. And so because that's not true, now people have decided nothing is good about vaccines, led by one of the great frauds of all time, RFK Jr. Okay. The guy's dangerous. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally dangerous. But I think it's sad but true that there are some parents who worry about the stigma on their kids and therapy. For some, it's too busy. For some, they're Medicaid. But I think some too are maybe aren't as familiar themselves or worry about what this could, what effect this could have on their child long term.
Yeah, I could certainly see that. And there's plenty of parents out there that, you know, one parent might be concerned and the other says, oh, it's, you know, they're just growing up. They're 3 years old. Let them, you know, let them be a 3 year old because they're not going to have the attention span of an adult. And, you know, what parent is an expert in what a child's attention should be like at age right. 3, 4, 5?
And it can't just be he's different from the other two because they're all different. Okay, and again, without naming names, I'm telling you, ADHD is in my immediate core. I know people who deal with it, thrive, and many times don't thrive because of it. And these are people I love massively. As the mom of four ADHD kids, it's not something that therapy fixes. Until we can change our school system to allow for kids with ADHD to thrive, medication is often the only answer to keep them in school. As a father of someone in this area also, I will say for many kids, therapy can work. I will say for many kids, therapy does not work. So to say it never works, I just don't agree with, right? I just don't think a three-year-old after within 30 days should be getting Adderall. I just think that's too soon. If it's 3, 4, 5 months down the line and you've tried multiple areas, yes. I'm a 63-year-old, diagnosed with ADHD 18 months ago, taking various medications, changed my life. Texters talks about what I've done in earlier in my life with it. Yeah, this message for me isn't in any way for adults or older kids to not take it. By no means am I saying that. I'm just saying this soon seems alarming to me. More text. I don't like giving my kids medication, but it allowed them to do well in school. I myself was not diagnosed till my kids were, and I realized what I've been struggling with myself. Yes, again, I'm all for it through doctor supervision and doctor oversight. I'm just saying a three-year-old child, 4 days after receiving the diagnosis, that seems too soon to me. Dean Phillips on Congress returning with more fun. His time at Burning Man. Dean, next hour.